Hello, everybody. You're listening to DJ EJ, and I'm your host for The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all have had a good week and a good day at work today, if you are in that applicable category. I've had a good week. It was pretty busy at the end of last week, but you know, that's just how things go, I guess. I'm just getting my stuff set up here. All right, well, let's see what I have first. Okay, this first song that I have for all you wonderful people today is by a band called Oxbow, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right. That one was by a band called Oxbow, and it is from their album from last year called The Thin Black Duke, and the track is titled Other People. Their singer, Eugene S. Robinson, has quite a unique voice. He's kind of all over the place, and as the DJ of the show before me, DJ Paulie B, I believe his name is, pointed out, he sounds a lot like Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, which I hadn't really put the two and two together before, but he's completely right. And also musically, at least in that song, I think it sounds a lot like later period Deftones, which is never a bad thing in my book, like the more melodic songs that they've been kind of toying around with on the past couple of albums, like the song Sex Tape and, I don't know, Entombed, that kind of thing. Oxbow, really cool. That album, every song sounds pretty different, I'm a big fan of that song, at least. And the whole album is pretty good, too, so definitely check that out if you enjoyed that song. So this next song is by a band called Beach House, and it actually has the same name as the previous song, but it's completely different. So here is that one. Thank you. That one was by Beach House, that's from their 2010 album Bloom, 2012, my bad, 2012 album Bloom, and that track, like the first one that I played, was called Other People. Now, Beach House is one of those bands that I had heard about for a long time, and they seemed like something that I might like, but I just never really got around to listening to them. And then just a few days ago, my good friend Amanda asked if I had ever heard of them. And I said, I've heard of them, but I've never actually heard them. And she suggested I listen to them. So I decided to bite the bullet, and I heard that album, Bloom, and I really liked it. And it reminded me both musically and vocally of the band Cocteau Twins. From the 80s and 90s, so I have one from them coming up to you right now. That one was Cherry Colored Funk by Cocteau Twins from their 1990 album Heaven or Las Vegas. And like I said, that album by Beach House reminded me a lot of Cocteau Twins, and I actually played that song, Cherry Colored Funk, for my friend Amanda, who recommended Beach House to me, and her reaction was basically, wait, is this not Beach House also? And then she asked when it's from, and I said it's like 20 years earlier, and seemed to be a bit of a mind blow, but yeah, it's pretty crazy how music does that. You can have people who write so ahead of their time, and and they are so inspirational to other people even decades later. Yeah, so Cocteau Twins, Cherry Colored Funk, great song. Elizabeth Fraser is an outstanding vocalist. Yeah, she does so much cool stuff on all of their tracks, and yeah, having her in Las Vegas is a fantastic album. This next track that I have for you is by a band that has been a favorite of mine for a long time now, and they go by the name of Swans. That one was by Swans, and it is called Blackmail, and it is from their 1987 album Children of God. For any of you who are familiar with Swans, that might be a little bit not what you were expecting, because that's definitely their prettiest song, in my opinion, until that point in time, like from the beginning of the band to 1987. And actually, it can also be argued that that's really their only pretty song during that time period, because they are usually very loud and abrasive and transgressive and oppressive and all sorts of fun stuff like that. But I was really captivated by that song when I heard it for the first time on that album. And I figured that it would be much more appropriate to play that song than a lot of their other stuff for you all. So anyway, this going along with the kind of Swans theme. Oh, before I forget, that track was sung by their singer, or one of their singers, Jarbo. And I think that's either her first or second song where she got lead vocals on a Swans album. And then she became much more prominent as a vocalist after that point, because people started to realize that she brought something pretty interesting to the table, which I totally agree with. I think her vocals are extremely versatile. She can do stuff like that. She can do really terrifying, shrieky kind of stuff, and just about everywhere in between. So yeah, I love Jarbo's vocals. And yeah, this next song is by the Angels of Light, which is the project that Swans founder and frontman and main brain Michael Girard formed after Swans disbanded in 1997. Yeah, so this one is Angels of Light.
City.
All right, that one was by Angels of Light, and it comes from their second album from 2001, which is called How I Loved You, and the track is called Evangeline. That is, like I mentioned before, Angels of Light was a project formed by Michael Gerard after Swans disbanded in 1997. And they took on more of a folk Americana kind of vibe, which is pretty different from some of the stuff Swans did. They kind of flirted with that idea on a few albums like The Burning World, which came out in 1989. But I heard that album. I think it's really cool. It's interesting to hear his take on more acoustic things and with more wordier vocals instead of the kind of mantra type lyrics that he had typically been known for. So this whole time, Michael Gerard, in addition to performing in these bands, he also ran a record label called Young God Records, named after an early Swans EP. He had to form his own record label to release his music because he had had a bunch of issues with other record labels, giving him the proceeds that he thought he earned, and spontaneously dropping them from the label, and all sorts of other nightmares for anybody who's trying to make a living off of music. So he decided to just make his own record label, and that's what he released a lot of the later Swans albums on, and he also released all the Angels of Light stuff on that. And actually, since Angels of Light was mostly acoustic and kind of less time consuming than a lot of the Swan stuff was, he also took up some bands to produce them and released other people's material on his record label. And this next song falls more into that camp. It was written by Akron Family, which is a kind of freak folk band that Michael Gerard took under his wing. And he produced the album that this track comes from, and he released it on his own label. So here is that song.
Standing still.
All right. That one was by Akron Family, but I made sure to say it was only written by them because it was performed by yours truly. I was listening to their self-titled debut album, Akron Family, which came out in 2005, and I thought that that song is something that I would be able to do myself. So on Friday night, I took a couple of hours and recorded it in my room, and I think it came out pretty well. That noise that you hear in the background is the fan, and I didn't realize it was as loud as it was until I had already recorded a couple of tracks, and I didn't really feel like redoing them, so we're just gonna have to live with that noise, but it kind of enhances the lo-fi aspect of the song, and I'm really happy that I happened to have a recorder laying around in my room, because I was able to record the recorder part, as strange as that sentence sounds. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun to do. I stayed up later than I probably should have Friday night doing that, but it was worth it because I was able to share it with you all. So in case you tuned in late, I am DJ EJ, and I'm your host for The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to take a quick break for a moment here for a PSA.
When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
All right, it is getting a little bit warmer out since it's already March. Wow. But yeah, definitely keep track of your pets if you're leaving them outside, and don't leave them out for longer than they should be out. Yeah, it can get really dangerous with stuff like that. And if you love your pets, definitely take care of them as much as you can. All right, anyway, moving along. I've lately been trying to get some new music on the show as much as I can, and fortunately there's been a pretty steady influx of new music that I'm interested in that's been coming out, which I'm very happy about. And I think I've played this next artist on probably two of the last three shows, but they keep coming out with new music, and I keep eating it right up because everything that they've been doing is great. And of course, I'm talking about Ice Age.
meditation. Like love, you take everything. It's steady, good, makes me rude and tame. You became my painkiller. Rude and tame.
Right, that one was Ice Age, and the track is called Painkiller, and it is the second single for their upcoming album, which they finally announced. It's going to be called Beyondless, and is coming out on May 4th, which I'm very, very excited for, because their last album, Plowing Into the Field of Love, came out in 2014, quite a few years before I had even heard of them, so I'm looking forward to experiencing a release of theirs right as it comes out. And based on these past two songs, that these two singles from the album, it sounds like it's going to be no less amazing than their last album, which was pretty amazing in and of itself. So I'm really looking forward to that. Also, it's worth mentioning that there were backing vocals on that track by Sky Ferreira, which is kind of cool. So anyway, this next track is kind of pretty similar in terms of genre, and it is by the band Hot Snakes.
Pray.
That one was by Hot Snakes, and the track is called Death Camp Fantasy, and that is I think that's the second single from their upcoming album, Jericho Sirens, which is scheduled to come out on March 16th. I didn't catch the first single, but I heard about this one, and I checked it out, and I really like it. Now, Hot Snakes is a project that is fronted by Rick Froberg, who sings and plays guitar, and it also has John Reese on guitar, both of whom were in Drive Like Jehu in the 90s, and their album Yank Crime is one of my personal favorites, so it's cool seeing the two of them still making music together, and they have been for a while under the Hot Snakes name. So yeah, I think the two of them really play off each other well, and they know how to make a good song, as is evidenced by Death Camp Fantasy. Also, I just wanted to say the counting at the very end was pretty funny the first time I heard it. So yeah, there's that. Jericho Sirens is coming out March 16th. And this next band also has an album coming out on March 16th, and they go by the name Yo La Tengo.
Oh,
All right, that one was by Yola Tango. The track is called For You Too, and that is a single for their upcoming album, There's a Riot Going On, which shares the name of the legendary album by Sly and the Family Stone. And that album is coming out on March 16th, so stay tuned for that. Other than that, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you all have a good rest of the week. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. I've been DJ EJ, your host for The Archive, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have one more track for you all before we switch over to Boys Making Noise, so stay tuned for them, and have a good week, and I will see you next Tuesday at 5.